We're listening to NPR's Julie McCarthy in Baghdad. And Julie, I want to ask about one other development in Iraq today. On this same day that Saddam Hussein was, his capture was announced, there was a bombing at a police station. Can you describe what happened?
Yeah, there was a huge bombing. As this story of his capture was unfolding, I was standing at the aftermath of an explosion at a police station in the town of Qaldiya, some 50 miles west of Baghdad. You know, it's in this area known as the Sunni Triangle, which is the focal point of anti-American resistance. And the attack was an exceptionally powerful one. 17 people were killed. And it's just the latest violence directed against the Iraqi police, who insurgents view as collaborators. The police are trained and paid by the U.S. occupational authority and therefore have been targeted. They are supposed to work alongside the U.S. forces, but police in this town refuse to go on raids with them. They say they don't like them. They are too inflammatory. And as a measure of the mistrust that exists between the Iraqis there and the American forces, even the policemen said the attack had been staged by the U.S. so that they could blame terrorists and stay on. Eyewitnesses described a plane, a whizzing sound of a missile just before the explosion. And there was a huge crater in front of the police station. The U.S. military says it was a car bomb, and a destroyed car, in fact, sits in front of the bombed station. So as with many incidents, there are competing versions of events.
Reminder, if we needed one, that the war continues. Julie McCarthy in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thank you.